Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are the drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as of a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, God of heaven and earth, we come here today to honor you. To honor you with our hearts, with our minds, and with our spirits, knowing that we cannot initiate anything. Knowing that we love because you first loved us. So now please initiate our service in your honor, even now. Today, your day, we praise and thank you for this gathering and for the freedom to do so. We praise and thank you for our salvation, that you would even think of us to provide not just saving grace, but living grace as well. That we humbly acknowledge you as our sovereign God, that without your strength we could not live this life that you so abundantly have provided for us. And above all, Lord, thank you for saving us from the wrath to come. And as your word goes forth today by your anointed ones, may that special measure of grace from your word pass on to both young and old here today. That measure of grace you grow with each and every one of us to honor you therewith. For your eternal purposes, for your glory, and for all your praise and honor. Under your holy name, we ask for all these things. And lastly, today, increase, Lord, so we may decrease. We pray all these things in our one and only Savior's name, that name above all names, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.